Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it's good to be with you on this Easter Sunday. What a time of celebration and rejoicing for the risen Savior, Jesus Christ, our King, the Messiah, the Lamb of all sacrifice. Man, what a great time today to be rejoicing in what Jesus has done, the power of the resurrection day. Man, I tell you what, folks, this is a day to be excited about. I want to thank you today. Maybe you're listening, you have just turned us on. If you can tell, I am excited. Man, there's no greater day to be excited than today. And I want to thank you for listening to me. Maybe you're traveling down the highway today. Thanks for joining us on KBOE 104.9 FM on your radio today. And I just encourage you, we are going to talk about what it means about the resurrection day, the power of it, and how that day looked like back in the time of Jesus. So we got some really good stuff going on this morning. Many of you are headed on your way to church. Man, I think that is fantastic. You're on your way. You've got family you're going to meet. There's probably Easter celebrations, dinners, stuff that's going on. A day of family celebration of Jesus Christ. Man, what a great time. Blessings on you and your family. Many of you are saying, Mike, hey, KBO, this is the time that we listen to KBOE 104.9 FM, and this is our time of service. I want to thank you for listening today. We have a great time of good stuff this morning, and I'm excited about today, Easter, and no greater time for us as Christians in our faith to be encouraged. And I hope today that this teaching truly encourage you as we look at today of Resurrection Day. And before we get started this morning, I just got a few things I just want to highlight. First, we got a motorcycle trip coming up for Vital Bikers. All you men out there, you guys that like to get out and ride motorcycles, get out in the open road with a bunch of other men, we have got a Vital Biker weekend for you. It's coming up June 11, 12, and 13. You don't want to miss it. We're headed to La Crosse, Wisconsin. We'll leave right here from Oskaloosa. You can go to our website at vitalministries.org or give me a call at 641-660-7715. I'll give you some more information. But we need you to get signed up because we need to get our cabins. We're going to stay at one location. We're going to venture out from there. Just going to be a great time as men to go out, ride motorcycles. We're also too going to have a devotional every morning before we get started. Get in the Word. Give some thoughts as you're traveling out in the open air and as we view God's creation. So you don't want to miss out on that next event that's coming up. Also, too, just a reminder, we send out devotionals 6 days a week. We have Vital Life, which goes for both men and women. My wife writes for that. I encourage you to sign up for that at vitalministries.org. You can get that nugget sent to you every day. It's short. She gives an impact in what she's doing. And just some really good stuff. So I just encourage you to be a part of that. Also, too, we send out for men, strictly. We got 5 writers that write. I write on Monday. Just a great time as men that we can get into the Word of God and get some inspiration. I do mine, and my son does as well, Monday and Wednesday. We'll actually send it out to you. You'll have it on video. The other writers do the writing. So just a great time as men as we can connect and grow deeper into our faith and the Word of God. So I just encourage you to join us on that as well. So it's just some good stuff. But this morning, without further ado, we're going to get set up. We're going to talk about a little bit about the resurrection and the power of the resurrection and how it applies to our lives today. So we're going to go back in time a little bit today as we go back in the first century Christians where Jesus, obviously we observed last Friday on Good Friday, the crucifixion, the price that was paid on the cross for our sins. Jesus paid that price. No longer does it have to be paid again. We simply have to ask Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of our lives, to forgive us of our sins. And it says in my Bible that He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And then we move on and we have a changed life. But the Resurrection Sunday, it's different. It's the power. It's life over the power of death. And that's what Jesus does on the resurrection. And He foretold that. He comes into His glory. And just some great things that are in the midst in the Bible that we can take this and use it in our lives and apply it. But let's get started this morning. Let's look how it all began. If you've got your Bibles, we're going to open up to the book of John. John chapter 20. And look at the experience of John the Beloved, the one that Jesus loved from his experience, from his viewpoint, and how does it apply today? But it starts out like this. It says this, early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and their other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She said, "They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put it." Now, man, you can just almost see the anguish in her words as she's describing that to Peter and also to John. Where have they taken our Lord? As a matter of fact, it says, where have they put him? They have taken him. And, you know, Mary Magdalene, she was forgiven. Jesus had cast out demons out of her life, and also to she was asked Jesus to forgive her of her sins, and she was a transformed follower of Jesus Christ. And as she was dedicated, she left everything from then on and followed Jesus. Matter of fact, she was also at the crucifixion. She saw Jesus die on the cross. And this was big to her. She goes and she goes walking to the grave. And it says it was actually dark as she was traveling because she was still going to put ointment and stuff on Jesus' body. But when she gets there, the stone had been rolled away. And Jesus had told all of them. Even Mary Magdalene knew that Jesus had foretold that his resurrection and the resurrection power was going to happen in his life. But she had forgotten. The grief and the things that were going on in her life had just simply overtaken her. And she couldn't remember it. She couldn't see those things. And oftentimes, you know, as we look at that, death does that, doesn't it? It creates great grief in our hearts. It creates sometimes to where we can't see things clearly in the midst of everything that's going on. This past week, I had the opportunity, and I shared a week ago about a cousin that had was in hospice and later on passed away. And I actually had an opportunity asked by the family to do his funeral. And I remember as we went out to that gravesite and we did a gravesite funeral for my cousin. And, you know, as I went out there, I just saw so many different names, so many different people that have passed away at the cemetery. And it was out in the country. It's called Tioga Cemetery, and it's out past Rose Hill to the east, and there's a lot of rock road to get there. But as we were going there and traveling and we got to the cemetery, it just reminded me that, you know what, death, where is your sting? Death, where is your victory? Because Jesus defeated that on the power of the resurrection. And it helped me to realize in the midst of the grieving of the loss of a loved one that this is not a final resting place. This is not the end. It is the beginning of where your body is in wait as the Spirit goes on to the Lord. And we know that because Scripture tells us the Spirit immediately, Ecclesiastes says, that King Solomon, the Spirit goes with the Lord and the body stays in rest until Jesus' return. And I always remind people about this, those who pass away, that they're literally those who have died and who have been a follower of Jesus or asked Jesus Christ to be their Savior, they're launch pads. They're someday, they're going to be resurrected. Their dead body, just like it was for Jesus, is going to come from the grave, and they're going to be joined with the Spirit in the sky with our Lord Jesus. And what a miraculous day that will be. How exciting. So that helps us in the midst as we read this text of also, too, of realizing where Mary was at, and she was mourning. But let's keep going on. It says further, it says that Peter and the other disciples started out for the tomb. They were both running. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Notice when we read this portion in the Bible, the description and the detail. John says he sees how things, the wrappings, and then he doesn't go in. But here's Simon Peter. He's the charger. We're going to see things change. It says, then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He doesn't stop, stoop, look, no. Boom, he's in. It says this, he also noticed the linen wrappings lying there while the cloth and the head covering that covered Jesus was folded up, laying apart from the other wrappings. Whoever had taken Jesus' body had spent time to wrap them up. They just didn't sit there and lie there. They were wrapped. It says this, that then the other disciple who reached the tomb first, which we know was John, went in. Now he goes in after Peter is already went. But here's something significant. I don't want you to miss this morning. He saw and believed. He remembered. Now, don't you find it interesting? Here's Peter, who heard all the things was going on. And so did Mary Magdalene. But for some reason, John gets it. In my mind, his mind couldn't have probably went back because he was the only disciple who saw Jesus crucified and hang on the cross and died. He remembers the words that Jesus has said. For until now, they hadn't understood the scriptures that Jesus must rise from the dead. Then they went home. You know, a lot of stuff is going on. And we got to remember today because we don't get that opportunity. We're a lot like where Jesus talks, and we're going to talk about that later on, not today, but at another time, about where Thomas and Jesus says, blessed are those who never get to see but yet believe. And that's us in the Bible. We did not get to experience that first century as the Christians did. As they saw, so those disciples went in and saw the empty tomb. And also, too, as 40 days later, before Jesus went back up into the air to be with the Father, they actually got to experience and see Jesus raised from the dead. And I want to encourage you today, we don't get to see, but do you believe? A lot of you who are today, maybe you're traveling down the road, you know what, this is just a story. This, you know what, I don't know if I can truly believe what you're saying, Mike, and I want to tell you this by faith. By faith, I have not seen Jesus, but I will tell you this, I've seen him in a dream. And also, too, I've heard him speak to me in the middle of the night. I know that Jesus Christ is real and that he comes after us. And the thing that I like about these two men is they're going down. It says they were running. How often do we really truly chase after Jesus? How often do we truly run after him in the midst of our faith? Because I think, folks, what happens is we get in and we get in our faith and things get mundane and it's no longer exciting. I want to ask you this question. Maybe those of you are headed for church this morning, as or maybe some of you that are listening. How excited are you about the celebration of today? This is a big day in the midst of the Christian world. This is a foundational cornerstone of what Jesus talked about in the midst of his ministry. The very reason why that he came and was born in a babe in a manger. We've read that story in Christmas. But now all of a sudden, he has been crucified, hung on a cross for our sins, and now Resurrection Day is here. He has been lifted up, and he has been glorified, and he has defied death, took away the gates from Satan himself, the gates of hell and from death, and Jesus gets them. And folks, I tell you what, it is an exciting day. So when I read this portion of scripture, I tell you what, I get chills running up my down my back just thinking about what that moment might have looked like. I actually got a chance. We don't know. It was a tomb that looked alike when I had the opportunity in Israel. And I remember going in and seeing how that possibility of Jesus, they literally laid the body in the tomb on rock. There was no... And the most that would cover you when you were in a tomb is they would go in and put linen wrappings on you, and then as the body would decay, they would literally wrap you, they would literally start folding you up, and then eventually you would go into some sort of a box containment thing of your bones. Jesus, that didn't happen to him. They placed his body in the tomb. Jesus goes and he takes it. A lot of people don't know what happened on those days on Saturday. That Jesus rested. No, Jesus didn't rest. Jesus was in hell for the payment of the penalty of our sins. But I believe this. Jesus was as work because he was conquering death. And he was, and I believe with all that's within me, he was defying Satan. And he was talking and trying to encourage those who that were in heaven. And knowing that even though he was in death, that he was not going to stay there. The penalty was paid in full. And that encourages us today that the price of our salvation has been paid in full. But the key is for us as those who are Christians is that we live a changed life. But let's keep reading, going on a little bit this morning, starting with verse 11. It says that Mary was standing outside the tomb. Now she comes back and she's crying and she wept. Okay? It says she stopped and looked in. She saw two white-robed angels, one sitting at the head and the other sitting at the foot, a place where the body of Jesus had been lying. Now, The angels are speaking to her. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" they said. "Because they have taken away my Lord," she replied, "and I don't know where they have put him." She turned to leave and saw someone standing there. I love this next part. It was Jesus. But she didn't recognize him. Jesus speaks to her. He says, "Dear woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" She thought he was a gardener. She didn't recognize Jesus yet. She said, "Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go there to get him." Jesus says this. He calls her by name, Mary. She turned to him and cried out, "Rabboni," which means Hebrew for teacher. "Teacher, Rabboni." And she goes and immediately grabs Jesus and she clings to him. And Jesus has to tell her, "Don't cling to me, for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father, your Father, to my God, to your God." Mary Magdalene found the disciples and she told them, "I have seen the Lord," and then she gave them his message. Can you imagine how must that have been for Mary? She was in mourning. She was absolutely grief-stricken to the point of actually we see no place where the angels are speaking to her. We see nowhere in the Bible where it says she was in fear. She was so overcome by the grief that Jesus was gone. And the angels are actually speaking to her and trying to comfort her in the morning. He's not here. And aren't you, that is the glory of the tomb of the resurrected Christ. He's not in the tomb. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a living King, the Lord of Lords, the great I Am. We serve Jesus Christ who is resurrected from the dead. And I tell you what this morning, folks, this should encourage you. This should put great faith in the midst of your life, in the midst of everything that's going on. A lot of people will say, I've never seen such great discouragement in the land as I've experienced with people of faith, and especially as we see our country keep spinning and spiraling out of control, deeper into depravity, deeper into sin, deeper into abominations against God himself. But what greater day of hope that we have today of knowing that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and that Jesus is in fully in control, even in things that are going on today. Folks, I love it that Jesus is so patient with us and that he calls her out and calls her by name. Folks, Jesus is still calling us out by name. We simply got to hear his voice and slow down enough to listen to what he's speaking to us in our lives. You know, one thing that I had a few mornings ago is I was having some time and I'd woken up and I was in a, you ever in between sleep and you're in your sleep mode and you're in between a time of prayer and also to in sleep. And I remembered that in that moment, in that transitioning time, I kept hearing from Holy Spirit speaking to me, "I delight when you spend time with me. I delight when you spend time with me." See, I believe with all this within me that Jesus delighted that Mary came back to the tomb. She could have stayed away. She gets, "Oh man, he's gone. He's not there." But she comes back. She's still seeking. She's still wanting. Where is he? And that's the thing that I love about our Christian faith. That we can keep coming. We can keep coming back after Jesus. I got a chance to speaking over to Union Liberty Church last weekend over in Bussey. And matter of fact, a pastor who was once the pastor there had passed away, and his wife was there that morning and was going to be buried on that following Monday. And I tell you what, I could see, man, talk about grief that was going on, that poor woman's heart of a loss for her husband. Her husband was only 68 years old. I had never met him. He had some conditions that went on, and he had passed away. And they were going to put him into the grave on that following Monday. But she was absolutely grief-stricken. And I can remember when the Lord had nudged me to give her a word of encouragement to her this morning. that I specifically, when we were right there in the church, I spoke to her from the front because the Lord had given me a word to speak to her. That death is not, again, folks, is not the final destination. It is simply a resting place in the body of the flesh. And as someday, and you need to wrap your head around this one a little bit. Even the disciples, Peter, James, John, all those great men in the Bible, Andrew, Thomas, all those men died. Their bodies today are still in the tomb or wherever they're buried. But someday, just like our bodies, even though before Jesus Christ comes, if we may die, our body will go back to the earth. But in the Bible, it tells us that our spirit is immediately with the Lord. And that should give us hope. And that's what I was really hoping to give her hope in, is to realize that where her husband was about to be laid is not a final destination. That it was just something short-term until Jesus comes back. But let's keep going, starting with verse 19. Now we're looking at Sunday evening. It says, Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. See, they were afraid, to be honest with you folks, that they were going to take them out and crucify them as well. They did it to Jesus, they'll do it to them. So I want to give them a little bit of break of why they were hiding. Even though that Mary Magdalene had actually came back and said, I have seen Jesus. It was hard for them to believe. And I think it would be hard for us to believe the same thing. But it says this. They were behind closed doors and they were afraid of the Jews. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. Jesus says this, peace be with you. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his sides. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again, he said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so am I sending you. Then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you don't forgive them, they are not forgiven. Man, he's speaking words to them. He's having a one-on-one moment since his crucifixion and now the resurrection. And now on Sunday evening, remember, Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene was the only one that saw him. But now it's Sunday night. It says now, the disciples get an opportunity and they see Jesus with their own eyes. And he reminds them, peace be with you. If you would say that if you go to in Hebrew, he would have said shalom, which means peace be with you. And I love that when I went over to Israel and people would see you randomly on the street and they would say shalom. And how often do we really say that things to other people and really mean that? So I'm going to encourage you this morning as you go to church, say the very words that when you see another brother or sister in Christ, shalom or peace be with you, if that would simply make you feel better to understand what it means. You know what? Peace be with you is big. That means the peace of the Lord is with you. You are passing on a blessing onto another Christian brother or sister. And that's what we should be doing, folks. And today, I know a lot of churches are having some big Easter Sunday celebrations, doing multiple services, sunrise services, all those things that are going on. Those are absolutely wonderful and incredible. But folks, I encourage you today, shalom. Let's sit in the shalom of Jesus Christ, that we can have peace of knowing who we are and whose we are. Maybe this morning you've never encountered that peace. Maybe you have never accepted Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of your life. Today could be that day. On Easter Sunday, you could truly, maybe you're traveling down the highway and the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and something is striking you. Maybe this morning you're sitting at home and you're listening to my words and you've never truly asked Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Today can be that day. And I want to encourage you. I'm going to pray a sinner's prayer for us this morning. And maybe if that's you and you're listening, I encourage you to speak these words alongside with me and ask Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of your life. Dear Jesus, again, We want to thank you for Friday night, the night that you were crucified, the day that you were crucified, and that you went and hung on a cross for our sins. You took on our sins. You took on my sin. Lord, we want to thank you, but we have sinned against you. And Lord, today we want to ask you to forgive us of our sins. Will you forgive me of the sins that I've done in my life? Lord, I'm asking you to enter into my life, enter into my heart, enter into my soul. I acknowledge that I need a Savior. I ask you, Jesus, to forgive me of my sins and be the Savior of my life. And Lord, I want to thank you for what you did on the cross and also to the power of the resurrection of 3 days later coming back from the grave. And then you ascended to the Father and you sit at the right hand of the Father even now. Jesus, please be my Savior. I want to thank you for what you've done. I believe today that you are my Savior. And I want to experience you in all things of my life. I relent my life to you, and I ask you to be my Savior. In your name I pray. Amen. I tell you what, if you've prayed that prayer this morning, I would love to hear from you. You can get onto our Vital Ministries website, vitalministries.org. Check it out. Write me a note. Send it to me. I'd love to hear your story. I'd like to reach back out to you. And if you don't have a Bible, I'd love to send you one. I'd love to send you a New Believer's Bible and to get started on your Christian faith in your life. What a great Resurrection Day. What a great Easter. Folks, I pray today as you go out in the midst of your day, that today is Easter. We go and we go to the churches and we go and we listen in on the radio and all these things. We want to celebrate you today and the glory that you've of what Jesus Christ has done and that we serve a risen Savior. Next week, we're going to talk a little bit about how Jesus came and spoke not only to Thomas, but also to a couple of men as they were traveling down the road. They were heartbroken knowing that Jesus was crucified, and Jesus comes alongside them after the resurrection and has a conversation with them. What a great week as we head into next week. Happy Easter, everyone. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.